Centralising control. The Hong Kong government is slashing public involvement in local elections. Fewer than 20% of district councillors will be chosen by a public democratic vote. The rest directly appointed by the government or voted in by state-controlled committees. All candidates will be vetted to assess their patriotism. Hong Kong's political leader says this will create a more stable future after months of anti-government protests in 2019.
It is the black violence, it is the attempt to make Hong Kong independent, and the attempt to cause disaster to Hong Kong society as a whole that we need to prevent. I think that has to be made very clearly. We live through that. Don't forget it. We have to bear that in mind so as to ensure that in the long run, the system will protect us from all these chaotic and harmful situations to arise again.
District council elections during those protests saw a record voter turnout and landslide victories for pro-democracy candidates. Critics of the new election rules say they're designed to marginalise public participation next time around.
It is about control, and it indicates that the government doesn't trust the people of Hong Kong. They don't trust the people of Hong Kong to do the right thing. They don't give them an opportunity to voice out their views. Yet these district councils are supposed to be allowing the government to gauge public opinion.
There are reasons to be happy everywhere you go in Hong Kong.
The changes come as authorities are aggressively promoting Hong Kong as a tourism and investment hub. The government is spending millions of dollars on campaigns from free flights for visitors to discounted movie tickets for residents, all in a bid to improve the public mood and help the economy recover from lengthy COVID-19 restrictions. The campaigns are attracting a lot of attention, but so too are the amendments to the election laws. That's prompting concern it'll be Hong Kong's politics rather than publicity campaigns that seal its international standing. Richard Kimber, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.